What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news. And apparently America's largest bridal chain, David's, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And apparently they missed a debt payment last October on $270 million in unsecured notes. And so David's Bridal has begun a prepackaged financial restructuring by initiating a voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Now, the company will remain in operation during the restructuring, which will cut outstanding debt by more than $400 million out of its overall debt load of $760 million. That's a lot of debt load. But we're raised to think that that's a good thing. Oh, yeah, got to be in debt. Got to be in debt to the bankers. Can't do business without being in debt. Here's where I have a problem. We know that fewer and fewer people are getting married these days. And that has to be taken into calculation, I think. Anyway, as Dustin was mentioning, over in France, they are having major, major riots over French fuel prices. They shot up about 20%, and the French people are just fed up. And so they've got 280,000 people protesting the rising fuel prices. One person is dead, 200 have been injured. And it seems to be a flashpoint because I think the French are just fed up with all of the scandals, poor policy choices. And populations can be like that, where they're holding it in, they're holding it in, they're angry about this, they're angry about that, they're angry about the poor roads, they're angry about the rails, and they're holding it. Then all of a sudden, something is going to happen that puts it over the threshold. And the media may say, oh, well, this rioting is all about fuel prices. No, it's about everything cumulatively those people have had to deal with. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in Los Angeles. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, thanks for talking to me, man. Thanks for having me back. I told you I'd come back.
Okay.
Real quick, I have a suggestion for a bill or a law that any rational person would not find so far-fetched, but the hypocrites would totally find this to be offensive, and they would compare this to the your previous callers that talked about, you know, executions and guillotines and everything else. But I'm not talking about that. You know, what's going on? You know, I'm L.A. resident, man, and what's going on? It's almost like these when you watch court TV. And you see these irresponsible pit bull owners, you know, these people that walk around and they say, oh, our dog wouldn't hurt a fly, da, 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 and he's off leash. And then they tell the pasture buyers, don't be scared of him, and he won't bother you. You know, and that's that. It's like it shouldn't be up to us to have to exercise fear or bravery or anything when you should just leash your dang dog, you know. It's like irresponsible parents who let their kids just run amok, and that's what we're letting the hypocrites. Well, that's what I call them. That's what we're letting them do, man. They're just running amok. Anyway, one of the laws I think should happen. You know, because I'm kind of on the fence with the immigration thing because I have some friends who did not come here legally. And I love them. I watch them. They're productive. They're doing what they're, you know, they're not part of, you know, they might not be the mainstream trying to go the right avenue of citizenship, but they're working and they're not dealing drugs. They're not, you know, people that I've just known and befriended, and I love them. You know, like I said, I live in L.A. But anyway, if you want to vote for immigration, if you want to vote for open borders, you want to vote, anything like that, you should accept responsibility for that. And I feel like for every registered Hippocrat who wants to say, yeah, open borders are cool, then you should sponsor 10, I'll say, illegals. I mean, you don't have to meet them and pay for them, but 10 names of people that cross that border are responsible to one voter. Therefore, if that person gets into a drunk driving accident or robs a store or does anything, then there is an American Democrat voter that has to answer for that. And I feel like if you're in any position of an electoral position, like whether it be a school board member, a council member, a mayor, or a governor, then you should have to be responsible for 50 immigrants. Therefore, if one of them commits a murder or something like that, you have to answer to it, you know, and you have to pay for it.
I would never, ever hold up in court. That would never hold up in court.
Never. Of course it wouldn't. But it, to me, it feels there's so many things wrong other than what you, I think you call it Title VIII. Other than that,
yes,
I feel like it's extreme taxation without representation, you know, because like, you know, you don't want to pay taxes for that. I don't want to pay taxes for that. But these, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Maxine Waters, you know, I truly think those people are doing intravenous clam chowder. And no disrespect. I thought you'd like that. No disrespect to
we're
going to
get nasty letters from the clams now.
Well, hey, you know what? I'll take responsibility and absolve GCN of all of that. You know,
this is RBN.
Thank you, Mike. I love you, and I will call back. I have a ton of laws. Huh? Beg your pardon?
I said maybe you should hang up and call the other network. I'm just joking with you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, listen.
Please don't fire me, Mike, because I need you, man.
The problem is that, you know, we can postulate all the laws that we want. We've already got a bunch of laws. The problem is they are not being enforced because of politics, because
absolutely,
the government itself, the Democrats just want to go their own way. They've got an agenda that they're trying to push down our throats. And we have a Republican establishment, which basically doesn't really see it as that big of a problem that the laws are not being enforced. And that's all it would really take.
Real quick, thank you so much, man. I am one of those people who I am upset with Trump. I'm not happy at all with Trump, but I feel like I have a right to be unhappy with him, because I feel like he's thrown his supporters, especially the alternative media, you know, under the bus. Because I feel like the alternative media and his fact of him being an outsider and all that is what gained my trust. And every time that the media, you know, pounced on him, I wanted to defend him, you know, and I'm still totally grateful for him. I mean, I'm pissed. I feel like he has a lot to answer for, and he never will. But if nothing else, when he won that election, man, it was like I felt like finally somebody heard me. And other than what you call the snowflakes, for me personally,
yes,
I felt like I got to give the middle finger to the old establishment GOPers who did everything they could to get in the way of Ron Paul.
Yes.
In the last last fiasco at the convention that the so-called Republicans did to Ron Paul. I will never, ever, ever forget that. And so when Trump got in, oh, I wish I could have seen every never Trump Republican to their face and just said, now what? Now what? You're the one who really hates America. You're the one who really hated freedom. And look what you got. You know? So, Mike, there's so much more. I'll call back. I hope you guys don't mind. I love you, man. And this was great, you know, because this stuff, it builds up, and I don't call because I watch you a day behind because of the YouTube thing. But I thank you.
Okay.
And I will call back, okay?
All right. Well, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go now. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's talk about immigration, because, as you know, these migrant caravans are now starting to show up on the Mexican side of the border with the United States. Some of these people have made it through. A lot of them have been arrested, but the vast majority are still on the Mexican side. The U.S. has now shut down completely the busiest border crossing between Mexico and California in anticipation of the arrival of the migrant horde. And they've closed the gates. They've closed the gates here. And apparently, unexpected development, the Mexicans are not happy with these Central American migrants. And part of the problem is that migrants are ransacking businesses. They're looting and pillaging and plundering as they go along. That's not going to make them any friends. And so there have now been protests by the Mexican people trying to kick the caravan migrants out of the city of Tijuana. And they wanted to evict the migrants from a shelter where approximately 2,000 Central Americans are staying. The Tijuana government set up the shelter as the city witnessed a reported buildup of federal and state police forces while the number of migrants continued to climb. So it is a huge, huge mess where everybody's fighting at everybody. And I think there's an object lesson there for the globalists who really thought they were going to take all these different groups of people and just pour them all together and everybody was going to get along just fine. Okay. Over in Sweden, a 25-year-old woman was gang raped by Africans in a playground in central Stockholm. The woman contacted the police, who then arrested the three men the same evening, who are aged 18, 20, and 29 years old. Two are citizens of Somalia, the third in Eritrea. Two of them were previously convicted for crimes like assaults and drug offenses. One of them is suspected of a rape that took place in February. By the way, after they were done raping this woman, they also stole her property. So, thank you, George Soros, and all those open borders people here. Apparently, over in Italy, people got an eyeful over there. A young Somali refugee who had just obtained protected status in Italy has been arrested for raping a 68-year-old woman who's apparently homeless. And apparently he attacked the victim while she was the Somali refugee is homeless. He attacked the victim while she was sunbathing on a beach in Abruzzo in the east of Italy. And just raped her right hard. And apparently people were wondering what was going on, because before the actual rape, he was walking around the streets totally naked and jerking off in public. And they called the police, but he was still had enough time to attack this woman. He just got his protected status. They passed this guy. They said, yes, we can have this guy in here. Back up in Sweden again. Apartments are starting to put up barbed wire fences to keep out what are being termed as gangsters, which are these roaming gangs of migrants who are starting to engage in antisocial behavior, as it were. Now, the Green Party in Sweden has suggested confiscating the homes of citizens and giving them to migrants if the property is deemed by the Green Party to be too large, or if the owner has more than one residence. So we're already getting into this thing. We're going to start confiscating property and giving it away here. And somebody actually wrote an article saying that the U.S. ought to consider exactly the same thing, where somebody comes around, they look at your home and say, oh, you don't need that much room. We're going to move you to a smaller place, and we're going to give your house to this migrant family. And by the way, this generally doesn't work out all that well. because what's been going on is the migrants, when they are put into new housing, whether it's actual houses or special apartment units or whatever, they treat them about the same way as they treated their homes back home in their original countries, which is to say, not very well. And very quickly, the properties descend into squalor and decay and ruin. Now, again, the Swedish Green Party, there was a politician, Zeta Catalan, who believed in open borders, and he campaigned for open borders. And she was the former leader of the Young Greens of Sweden. And apparently, in March of 2017, Zeta Catalan was down in the Congo campaigning for open borders, and they grabbed her and beheaded her. So, not much gratitude down there. Okay. Over in France, there's a 19-year-old French teen was brutally murdered, was stabbed by a, again, a refugee, stabbed 23 times. And apparently the victim, Baptiste, was leaving the apartment of a friend when a stranger confronted him on the staircase over there being too much noise in the building. Now, Baptiste and his friend told the man they had nothing to do with it. It was coming from a different apartment. Then, without any warning, the stranger suddenly stabbed him 8 times in the throat and 15 times elsewhere. Now, his friend managed to intervene, but help came too late for the French teen. If you import the third world into your neighborhood, you import third world problems. Down in Australia, popular support for allowing an increase in Muslim immigration has collapsed. And apparently a lot of it had to do with this Islamic State-inspired terror attack in Melbourne. This happened at a place called Bourke Street by Somali immigrant Hassan Khalif Shire Ali. And so, yeah, it's backflashing. People want to go back to being French, to being Australian, to being British, to being German. They're getting really kind of sick and tired of all this, let's blend everybody together. Okay, now, the globalists, though, are still pushing their agenda. And over at Breitbart, they're reporting on apparently the latest push right now, the latest propaganda, the latest spin, is that mass deportation is morally unacceptable now. You can't deport these people. It's immoral. It's wrong. And therefore, the only solution right now is for a general amnesty for all refugees and illegal immigrants. Just wave the magic wand and make them citizens. That's the only moral way to move forward. And apparently, this is coming out of the Brookings Institute's William Galston, who's called populism the enemy of democracy. And in combination with neoconservative pundit Bill Kristol, they put together their New Center think tank, which is pushing this agenda: amnesty to all illegal aliens and ending the country caps in the U.S. legal immigration system. Basically open borders. No more borders. That's what they're pushing for. And look how well it's working out now. And I know the globalists' heads are filled with all these idealistic visions and dreams, but it's not working out because of human nature. And human nature is human nature, and it can't be changed by any amount of outside tinkering, contrary to what liberals think. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in Great Britain, there is a lot of contention over Brexit, specifically the Brexit deal and whether they should even have a deal. And anger is building against Theresa May because her deal that she put together basically gives the EU everything that they want. It's a no Brexit Brexit or a Brexit in name only. And the opposition politicians are saying this is not acceptable. So they're describing Theresa May as either completely useless or plotting to keep the UK in the EU. And Gerard Batten basically ridiculed the idea that May was allowed to head the withdrawal process, as she'd always been a hard-line remainer. She doesn't satisfy either side. In fact, if there's one thing she can point to as an achievement, is that she managed to craft a Brexit deal that has ticked off the Brexiteers and the Remainers. That takes skill, talent, and daring here. She's facing a potential vote of no confidence, And more there's talk of there being a no-deal Brexit. The EU is now saying that they're going to put off the deadline, the drop-dead date for the deal, to like something like 2030. Nigel Farage is out there saying, we have voted twice to leave the EU. Not leaving betrays trust. So apparently, as you know, Dominic Raab, who was the Brexit secretary, who quit last week over the EU withdrawal agreement, is being replaced by a gentleman from, let's see. Oh, my bad. I cut and paste a little too short here. Okay, so the Steve Barclay, who's very much in favor of leaving the EU, he's been confirmed as Britain's new Brexit secretary. And Theresa May is looking to replace cabinet members who've resigned over this Brexit deal. So it's a very, very heavy situation. Apparently, a former Scottish Member of Parliament and Sputnik columnist Tommy Sheridan and Jim Sillars, the former deputy leader of the Scottish National Party, are out there saying the only reason we're in this mess is because of Theresa May. And there are calls for her resignation. Apparently, she's in serious trouble. She's being savaged by callers into radio shows over her Brexit deal on a radio phone in which people are telling her to quit, make way for Jacob Rees-Mogg. They actually compared her to Hitler appeaser Neville Chamberlain. And yeah, I can see why they might see that, because from their point of view, the EU was trying to do to Great Britain the same thing the Nazis were. Basically, come on in and say, we're going to tell you how to run your country from here on out. And Neville Chamberlain went on and appeased Hitler, declared peace in our time. And, of course, that didn't work on out. Apparently, things are so up in the air that the British Army has been preparing plans to put troops on the streets to deal with potential chaos if there is, in fact, a no-deal Brexit. Now, top tactician Steve Baker is saying they've reached the threshold of 48 letters to force a vote of no confidence. So we'll see if that's going to happen this week or not. France, meanwhile, is stamping their feet and issuing threats, basically saying accept May's Brexit deal or face economic disaster. France's finance minister attacks absurd British politicians trying to scupper the PM's plans for the EU exit. Could we be looking at a new war between Britain and France? It just sometimes feels like we're getting that crazy. All righty. Now, apparently, the member of parliament who heads the Labour Friends of Israel, Joan Ryan, is concerned that if Theresa May is forced to step down, Jeremy Corbyn might become prime minister. So the dust isn't even settled, and already the members of parliament are out there saying, how does this affect Israel? How will this affect Israel? We have to think about Israel before we think about anything else. This angering stuff. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, more from the world of political correctness, science, health issues, all kinds of stuff like that. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're just getting a breaking story. Apparently over in Chicago at Mercy Hospital and Medical Center, which is on Michigan Avenue. Apparently there was a shooting incident. Multiple people wounded, including the shooter themselves. And no other details about what may have prompted this. Maybe the shooter took too many of those prescription antidepressants. But we'll keep an eye on that story. Meanwhile, we have a caller waiting on the line. Robert, Northern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Well, I had this Cortez lady on my mind until you just mentioned that last piece of breaking news. May I ask where you got that from?
It's just showing up now on, well, like the Chicago Tribune's website. CNN is carrying it live. I don't know because I'm over on Fox, but somebody emailed me and said, hey, this just hit.
Oh, well, gratitude to them. That's a good thing they did. I haven't checked CNN lately. They're just not really worth my time. Well, the main reason why I called in, sir, was this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And
yes.
She went on a 15-plus minute rant last night, you know, doing the word soup, talking about the three branches of the Congress. you heard
yeah.
this, right?
I've heard yeah, that, I'm, yes.
I still can't believe that this woman got elected. Can you explain to me exactly how we got to this point here in America? Because I thought that we had a lot of really moral and intellectually sound beings in this country, and I'm getting confused.
You know, it's amazing how many people in that Congress are ignorant of the way the government is supposed to work and the law. It's apparently not required to have the job. Just being able to get up and convince people to vote you into office or being able to steal elections is the only requirement to be a member of Congress.
Well, I do understand that if you were to want to run for the presidency of the United States, one of the legal requirements is to have a law degree. Is there any kind of like educational degree that's required for people to just go to the House or the Senate?
I do not think that there actually is a legal requirement for candidates for president to have a law degree.
Maybe that's something we should be working on.
Well,
you know, one of the only ways we're going to save our country is if we can really focus on the proper changes to make before we run out of time, because these Democrats aren't playing fair, and they're playing fast and hard, and they're really sucking up on the stupidity of the common American. And this is a scary time for our country.
It's very, very scary because, you know, I mean, the leftists are clearly attempting to, if necessary, by force, basically have a soft coup d'etat in this country so that liberalism will reign forever and conservatives will go away. But this Ocasio-Cortez, apparently, she's out there saying now that she thinks it's going to be okay for incumbent Democrats to be challenged in 2020. And she's starting to say some really radical stuff. She was campaigning all this during the midterms on the current Democratic leadership and how terrible they were and they all needed to go. Now she's in Washington, D.C., and she's all buddy-buddy with them, and they're all friends and just getting along wonderfully. It's typical politics here.
Well, another scary thing about her is that she's been caught calling for the removal of all whites from power and all kinds of really strange,
yeah,
unscripted things. And I'm just really worried about the future of our country, because I've really been a conservative, patriotic, much like your wife, Christian American. And I'm not knocking where you're coming from, because I've had both sides of the objective. I started out life as an agnostic, so I get it.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give any judgment. But, you know, when I look at it, when I just look at the moral value that represents what our country was founded on, I think that if we lose our morality as a populace, I think there's a very good chance that we're going to end up losing our entire country. And I was just wondering if you thought that there was a way that we could get out of it. What can we do as Rivero's Rangers out here on our own to try to start gathering some kind of momentum towards a positive end? If there's anything we can do, I really appreciate it. Any time during your show that you come up with a good idea like that, that you put it out our direction. A lot of us out here not only listen to you, but we're willing to sit down there in front of the keyboard and try to figure out what we can do about it and who we can spread it to and what it might mean. And a lot of us are relying on you, because everything is getting so confusing at this point. It's hard to keep up on the news. It's like I said at the beginning of the call, where did you get that information? Because I'm looking all over the news all day today. It's my day off, and I didn't see it until you mentioned it. Now I found it. But,
yeah.
Without your lead, I would have been blind.
Breaking story.
Yeah, without your lead, I would have been blind.
Well, as far as the United States of America, I think we're past the point where this country can be repaired. I think it's
You really do think we're past the Rubicon? You really do think
I do think we're headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, or worse, we're going to get into a world war that we are going to lose. And
so what
right
can
now,
we
the most
do? What can we do as Americans with moral value to try to exist and live through this so we can preserve those morals? I guess that would be
basically
the next question.
Get on out there and connect with other Americans who believe in having strong moral values and just start learning how to re-network with them. One of the ways in which the liberals really got going was this whole community organizing thing, where they're pulling together people who think exactly the same way that they do, and they just start agitating. And, you know, conservatives tend not to do that. We tend to sort of be stay-at-home people, work at our jobs, because, you know, we have jobs, we have things that we have to do, which puts us at a disadvantage to a lot of liberals who are basically just, you know, coasting along. So, but right now, spreading education is the most important thing that we can do. And just explain to people, we know the government is lying to us. We know the corporate media is lying to us, and that there's some kind of a big challenge that's coming, whether it's going to be an economic crash or whether it's going to be the collapse of the U.S. government from all the infighting, or we actually do get into a war and lose. People need to be really thinking about getting through to the other side, first of all.
Well, and on that second note, of all, may I be so bold as to offer a piece of advice on that exact note, if I may?
Yeah.
Well, in addition to the idea that I believe what you're saying is correct, that we should share as much information as we can with our neighbors and our friends, I think another thing that we need to do, if we're really actually past the Rubicon at this point, is start preparing with the real basics of, like, food and water and just, you know, preparatory goods to make sure that we can get out the other side of this with some numbers enough to keep some moral value in our country. If it's that bad, I think we need to start kind of just getting past the shock and start dealing with the situation in its severity. One of the best things we can do is really just prepare ourselves and our homes and our families. And we need to really just assess our social assets around us. You know, our friends and neighbors most nearby us may be the people who save our lives when it comes down to a very uncomfortable situation.
Absolutely. We have to bring back the neighborhood. You know, and we're starting to see indications. People are starting to turn away from social media and go back to just being human beings. And yes, your friends and neighbors that you live near, that's going to be the mutual support structure to get through the hard time. And the important thing is to convince them that, yeah, there are going to be some tough times coming here. And you can live in denial if you want. And certainly the government and corporate media want you to think everything's going to be just fine. But look at just how many people are being caught off guard just by the severity of this winter, and they weren't prepared for it. And the same thing
is
going
to
be true.
Well, if you fail to prepare, Mike, if you fail to prepare, you're preparing to fail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay?
Hey, you have a great day. I wish you the blessings that I can, and you and your wife. You know, I pray for you guys, although it means a lot more to her than you. Don't worry, you're getting the benefits of it. And,
no,
I really wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good day. Aloha,
all right, thank
Mike.
You very much. We're going to let you go. Going to switch over to Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. You know, I'm getting really concerned. I turned 51 this year, and I've never seen
you, young whippersnapper.
Oh yeah. I still work in the oil field, Michael. Don't call me young. These guys I work with are young, and they're working me in circles these days. I'm really concerned about what I'm seeing in this country. I probably have never mentioned it before. My mother was a Jew, and so I kind of have some of that, those stories and stuff from the European Jews and the older members of the family that used to tell the stories and all that. I, by the way, I'm a Christian, so you don't have to hate me anymore. But I'm looking at the similarities that are going on in this country. I mean, we've had a digital book burning in the form of the purges on Facebook. We've had the brown shirts in the streets in the form of Antifa.
Yes.
Rioting, looting, and killing, and busting windows. Like I said, the digital book burnings. We've had the demonization of a class of people, which are basically the normal, what I call the normal white heterosexual people in this country, the people that don't care, that just want to lead their lives. We've had demonization of minorities, specifically Christian minorities, in areas. We have the same occurrences happening here that happened in early 1930s Germany. It's very scary. And the thing is, these patterns happen in every country that tries to transition into socialism. It happened in the Soviet Union. They had their book burnings. They had their purges. The Chinese had their book burnings and the purges. The Vietnamese, anybody that wore glasses were, and the Khmer and the Cambodians, anybody that wore glasses were brought out and killed because it represented being intelligent. And these people on the left are supporting these same policies. I look at socialized medicine, and I think there's a reason that they push for socialized medicine, because the Soviet Union was so effective at using this free, you know, medication or free medicine for all to label its political enemies as mentally ill and in need of re-education. And we have something right now called oppositional defiance disorder that's in the new DSM book, and that's exactly what it is. If you agree with the government, you're crazy. You know, so I'm very concerned, Michael. I'm very concerned. I think the best that we can do is keep our bodies and minds in shape. Keep a little. I live, you know, 1,800 miles away from where I work, but I'm prepared to go there if I need to get there. So whatever you think you need to do that. But whether that's bullets and beans and whatever else you feel you need to get there, you probably need to keep that stuff around. And I'm not saying to go out and start a war, but that's what the left is pushing. They are pushing war. They're pushing revolution, and it's something that I don't think that they're foolish enough to believe that they could win.
Well, apparently, whoever's organizing them thinks that they can accomplish something. I don't know about a complete takeover of the country. I mean, I think what they're really aiming at is a grand slam dunk in 2020. Democrats overwhelmingly in control of Congress, a Democratic president, and they're just going to push that liberal agenda, grab all the guns and so forth and so on. And yes, they could start a revolution doing that.
Well, you know, the only reason
worries
that...
me.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that really worries me is how disconnected some of these political operatives and politicians themselves are from what's going on with ordinary Americans. And I think it's leading them to make some serious misjudgments. We know that liberals are absolutely convinced that they're changing how we think by just what they put in front of us. But again, that was the big fraud coming out of Margaret Mead. You know, human nature is as much inheritance as experience, and it's not that easy to change. But
The only reason that socialism survives for a limited period of time is that it's instituted on the backs of capitalism. If it wasn't instituted and set up on the backs of a previous capitalist society, the resources wouldn't be there for it to survive. And it survives for a while because of those resources that are gleaned of the previous capitalist society. But they can't go on forever because they continue to produce nothing.
Yeah, you know, socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Right, and the infrastructure was built, and the means of production were built under a capitalist society. The socialists, or the National Socialists in the form of the German Workers' Party or the American National Socialist Democratic Party, are trying to build themselves now upon the previous advances that a free market has created. And if they can push it and they get their way, it will last for a while because the means of production were built under the free society. Those means will slowly disappear with no way of replacing them under socialism.
Well, it almost sounds like the situation we've got right now, where our manufacturing has been in decline for all these decades. And, you know, there's already a lot of socialism embedded into our system and our structure. So it's not like somebody's going to throw a switch. I don't even see us as a capitalist country anymore. I mean, it may be still operating as capitalism up at the very, very top, but down toward the middle class, it's more fascism. certainly down toward the poorer people. It's definitely gone socialist with all the, you know, the food stamp programs and everything like that.
I see it as a bureaucratic capitalist society. We're a capitalist society that is controlled by a heavy, I don't want to say heavy, it is a heavy-handed bureaucracy. So it treads lightly like it's walking on eggshells. And that's disturbing in and of itself also. You looked at what the Nazis did in Germany. They didn't go in and take over, you know, the Volkswagen plant. What they did is they told the Volkswagen plant, you will produce this and you will produce this at a profit. If the guy in head of the Volkswagen plant couldn't do it, they'd drag him out in the street and replace him. That's what it was. That's the way National Socialism works.
All right. Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. Mark, I'm sorry. We've hit a commercial break. I need to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines because got about I got more news to go through here. So Joe in Oklahoma, aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple callers back, there's a gentleman who was talking about the president needed to have a juris doctorate, and all legislators ought to have juris doctorates, but no disrespect to him, but I wish that he and others would search out the original 13th Amendment. There's a fellow by the name of Brian Marks did a
yes
very great dissertation on that, and I myself viewed this original 13th Amendment in Arlington County Courthouse, Arlington, Virginia, about 20 years ago or so. I don't know if the volume is still there, but it was the Statutes of Virginia and Laws of the United States in 1817. And the 13th Amendment then isn't the 13th Amendment now. And we,
yep.
What it did is prohibited anyone with a title of nobility. An Esquire is a title of nobility, which most attorneys and lawyers carry their shingle behind their desk, says Esquire. They are a noble. They were prohibited from holding public office. I wish that he would go look at some of that. And we need to reinstitute civics. The American people have taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. If you voted Republican, you helped lead to this demise. Not that the Democrat would have been any better, because think about the Patriot Act came in under Bush. Kavanaugh, he's a great Second Amendment supporter, but he helped get the Fourth. And the list goes on and on of, and Obamacare, everybody blames Obama for Obamacare, but it was Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, both Republicans, that put it out on the floor for a vote. And we had a Republican majority in both houses. And guess what? It was the Republicans that sold us down the tubes. We already know the Democrats are going to, but the Republicans are the sheep in wolf's clothing. If you vote for Democrat or Republican, you're voting for your own demise. And yes, I agree with you. There isn't any saving it. You just as well hunker down and get ready for the worst, because the whole herd's already left the corral. And with that said, I thank you for your time. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we are going to close the phone lines. And the gray area here, though, is that the original 13th Amendment, and Joe is correct, there was an amendment, number 13, which kind of mysteriously disappeared, and they hoped that nobody would notice. And it was the Titles of Nobility amendment, and its original intent was that nobody could run for office in the United States of America if they carried an inherited title from one of the European ruling families. Because one of the lessons coming out of history was just how convoluted things got when you had all these princes and lords who were intermarrying across borders and bringing along their titles with them. And it got to be very complicated. Now, whether the idea that judges and lawyers are called Esquire really qualifies as a title of nobility, that has been up in the air quite a bit. So that's where it gets a little bit gray. But that 13th Amendment went away, and in its place we got the one about involuntary servitude. We'll be right back after these station identification.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.